This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Very early this morning, Congress confirmed Joe Biden's White House victory. Vice President Pence made the announcement as president of the Senate and then ended the joint session of Congress.
The chair declares the joint session dissolved.
Moments after that, President Trump released a statement promising a smooth transition of power on Inauguration Day. But lawmakers have a message of their own after Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building yesterday, breaking windows, sending Congress members running, and leading to the deaths of four people.
From one side of the Capitol,
the House will be in order.
To the other, where Vice President Mike Pence presided over the Senate, there was a message to the rioters.
You did not win. Violence never wins.
We will not be kept out of this chamber by thugs, mobs,
rioters, and insurrectionists.
President Trump had encouraged backers to march on the Capitol, where lawmakers were formalizing his electoral defeat. The president later appeared to excuse the violence, tweeting, "Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever." Twitter deleted the message. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And now,
some liberal members of Congress have gone on social media to call on Vice President Mike Pence to start the process that could remove President Trump from office for encouraging supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol. If the 25th Amendment was invoked, Vice President Mike Pence would assume the powers of acting president. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, lawmakers say there will be an investigation into how those protesters were able to get past security and into the U.S. Capitol building. This is AP News. Did you watch all of this on TV? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The images were searing. Guns drawn, hand-to-hand fighting with police, lawmakers being hustled away to take cover. There was no disputing what was unfolding before our eyes, and that left journalists wondering why it was happening. Wolf Blitzer on CNN said it was hard to believe what he saw, calling it unprecedented, dangerous, and embarrassing for the United States. Fox News Channel reporter Chad Pergram called the Trump supporters a mob who were trying to overtake the certification process. NBC's Chuck Todd wondered how protesters were able to swarm the Capitol while it was in session. He said he was shocked at how easy that was. And ABC's George Stephanopoulos soberly reminded viewers that the images we were seeing were not from the Ukraine or Belarus, but from Washington, D.C. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some countries overseas are warning their citizens not to travel here to the U.S. at the moment. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.